place, the stuff that we want.
Hello, it's the 14th of March in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another Liberty Tactics Nightly News. I'm joined tonight by the wonderful Christine over in Alabama and the sought after Mr. Jason Noter. Hello, both of you.
Hello, good to be here.
Christine noticed something earlier on today before we jump into the news that people are picking up on a lot of what we've been talking about and some big name stations. Christine, you saw something coming from Redacted that they put out about 7 hours ago. And
you know what was funny about that, Lou? I didn't see one thing or two things or even three things from Redacted. I literally, let me pull that up. It was so incredible to me. The first thing I pulled up this morning was YouTube, and I couldn't believe it. We have Redacted, which is a very well-known, like, I love them, I follow them.
They're really good.
They're fantastic. They covered Ireland, just shocked the world, and Europe finally waking up, and they were talking about the ban on transgender medications for children. So that was awesome. Puberty blockers, bye-bye. They
That's
also
what we covered,
yep. The royal family secret exposed. Why are they hiding Kate? They also covered, huge win, puberty blockers now banned in UK for kids. They covered that story twice. And then they also covered, let's see, it was part of the TikTok, why TikTok ban makes total sense now. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. I was just like, wow, that was kind of everything we talked about yesterday. So it's fun. It's fun to see that people are listening and they're sharing. And I'm thrilled that it's getting out there. Keep sharing. It's making a difference.
It really is. So we're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. While the rest of the world is catching up with us, we're going to take this one step further now. This has come from Kathy. It was a good find. First of all, she sent me a TikTok video, and I said, oh, I can't just post a TikTok video like clickbait. You know, we've got to get it from like a news source. Kathy's managed to find a news source. So this is only allegedly. This is an article coming out of, bear with me while I get it up. Again, the tabs have all messed up yet again. Bear with me. So this is coming out of countylocalnews.com. And it's a story about Kate's solicitor, apparently. And County Local News are reporting the following. The headline that was out last night, Kate Middleton's lawyer claims she is dead. Queen Camilla is under scrutiny. Kate Middleton's lawyer expresses concern over her whereabouts. In a recent turn of events, Kate Middleton's lawyer has reportedly raised concerns about her well-being, stating that he believes she may be missing or even deceased. The lawyer has gone on to record to say that if he does not hear from her soon, he will be forced to report her disappearance. This shocking revelation has left many wondering about the whereabouts of Kate. Adding to the mystery surrounding Kate, her lawyer specifically mentions Camilla in his statement. He suggested that Camilla needs to be looked into, hinting at a possible connection between the two royals. This mention has raised eyebrows and sparked speculations about a potential link between the two women. With no word from Kate herself, speculation and concerns are mounting among royal watchers and public alike. The sudden silence from the Duchess of Cambridge, sudden silence? No. We're looking at coming up to 3 months silence.
Exactly.
Has led to widespread theories and rumours about her whereabouts and well-being. Many are eagerly awaiting any updates on the situation, shed light on the mystery. Despite growing concerns over Kate's disappearance, the royal family has remained tight-lipped about the situation. Their silence has only fueled further speculation and intensified the mystery surrounding Kate. The public is eagerly awaiting any official statements. The news of Kate's possible disappearance has sent shockwaves through the public, with many expressing their worry and concern. Social media has been abuzz with messages of support and calls for information about her whereabouts. The outpouring of concerns highlight the deep admiration and affection that public hold for Kate. Well, I'm not sure about that. In response to the growing concern and speculation, an investigation has been launched into Kate Middleton's disappearance. Authorities are working diligently to uncover any leads or information that may shed light on her whereabouts. The search for Kate is ongoing with hopes of a swift resolution to the mystery. So,
when was this put out?
Last night. And then there's a guy called Killian, who's a blue tick mark, but that could be anyone now, on Facebook, has said, breaking news, Middleton's lawyer has reportedly said he believes she's dead.
What we've been saying all along.
That's what I was saying all along. Where's Kate? Well, I posted that picture and the uproar for royalists I got was just incredible.
No doubt. It's,
there you go.
It's quite sad, really, because I'm having similar sort of conversations and I'm like, I just go do a bit of investigating. Follow it, don't just watch the big blue thing in front of you. Don't believe the television. Just go, and she's gone. So if it all comes out soon, it's another one. It's like, well, yeah, again, bang on the money. You know, you just...
We were discussing last night, Christine, Kat and I, was the fact that we obviously, again, have been discussing Rose Hanbury for absolutely forever.
And it came out yesterday.
We made it out. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, The Independent, I think it was. Was it The Independent, Christine?
Yeah, I believe so.
Came out with this big spread all about Rose Hanbury. And now there's reports that she's quietly divorcing her husband, who's about 25, 30 years older than her.
Well, and there's a lot of speculation about Kate and William divorcing also. And so it's kind of interesting. You've got several different camps weighing in on this, and it's pretty murky. Some of the information that we're getting is tough to verify, but it's interesting. Everybody seems to have their own opinion. Personally, until they show some proof of life, I think she's probably been gone since Christmas, but that's just me.
Yeah.
It's my own personal opinion.
Exactly, because my thing is, she was pictured Christmas Day coming out from church at Sandringham, next door to Rose Hanbury's house, but anyway. And there are reports that she was rushed in on Boxing Day, and other reports that she was rushed in on the 28th. Regardless, something so massive must have happened between that time and that time.
Absolutely.
And I will go out and find that link to the cars all in a cavalcade at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning coming out of Kensington Palace that someone's got. I will find it, and that will have a timestamp and date so we can figure stuff out. But as we said, and we said all along, when we started, I asked that question probably around January the, 10th? 11th? Because I phoned the Reading Chronicle, didn't I?
You did.
I spoke to their report. So it was around the 10th, 11th of January. And then I think I went on Richard Vobes's on probably about the 13th of January, I think, onto his show, because him and I were bantering like for a few days across saying, where's Kate? Because nobody had actually posed that question. And it was, you were hearing all sorts. So now here we are. It's almost 3 months, a good 9 weeks later. Everyone's now asking the questions that we were asking. So we're not going to stop Kate Watch until, as we said in the very beginning, we have a little bit of proof of life. So that's the end of tonight's Kate Watch. Jason, welcome back. It's been a long time.
Been a week. Last Tuesday. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Can't remember.
It was Wednesday, but no, yeah. It's great to be back. What's been catching your eye over the last... I know you've been really busy with stuff going on at home, but what you got for us on the news stories front before I go off on one?
Obviously, the head of the FCA, I don't know if you've seen what's going on, he's saying that, well, we're not going to rule out the fact that banks could charge you. The end of free bank accounts might be around the corner, which is a little bit, you know, it's like, well, not being funny. They've been doing it for a while anyway. They've obviously, you upgrade your bank account, it costs you £30 a month. A lot of these internet bank accounts are... charging £10-15 a month, obviously, to use the services. So it is happening on the sly, on the quiet, but obviously they're now putting it in the news to say, look, we're doing it, and, you know, we're standing in the bank's way if they want to start charging for accounts. So you have to look into these people that say we're not going to do it, and for the reasons why. So this fella, Nikhil Ratti, is the FCA chief exec, is head of the thingy. Now, this fella was... Private Secretary to Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. He's the CEO of a company called NEO Soft Technologies, which is out in India. So just park that there a second, because we'll come back to that. But he's also the chairman of VLS Holdings, which is a basically a holdings company. He's him and Madhu Ratti, which I'm assuming is some form of family member with a similar sort of surname. Now, these guys are linked with Investec Bank PLC, who also have tradings and companies linked with companies in Kolkata, India, which is where Neo Soft Technologies is from. So you then look at Madhu Ratti and you think to yourself, right, okay, because obviously these people are like, well, yeah, all right, we'll announce it and we'll take a sidestep, but you've got to look and think, well, where's your money coming from? And let's follow the money trail and see why you're involved. And you're the fella that's there that's doing that, as you know. So it turns out that Kolkata, India, is basically where Air India is headquarters. And Madhu Ratti used to be the former chief exec of Air India. Now, it all links in to Investec Bank PLC. But also, VLS Holdings has got nobody working there, but they've also got £4 million worth of assets travelling through the books every month, which is kind of interesting as well. So it's interesting to see that the people that are making the decisions about potentially impacting a lot of people, because if they charge £40 a month or £30, £20, even a tenner a month to a lot of people, that can be devastating. That can be a meal for the family for the night. You know, that's how things are at the moment. And somewhere along the lines, I'm going to find out where he's getting some form of... It just stinks. But while I was looking in that, this is quite funny. One of the heads of the FCA, the chief executive of the FCA, was a fellow called John Griffiths Jones. He was the chairman in 1993 to 99. Back in 2007 to 2011. So I thought, I'm just going to look at this fella, because you do, because I like to be nosy. And this fella was the chairman of the Eccles Masonic Hall. He was appointed director from 2007 to 2011. But guess who was an honorary member between 1993 to 1994?
Go on.
Lord Rothschild. So it all stinks. It all stinks, yeah. And it all stinks of collusion and corruption and backhanders and all involvement. And it's us against them. It's the people against the beast. And no matter what idiot comes on, Muppet, with a ventriloquist with his hand stuck right up his posterior, pulling the strings for him, comes out and tells you, and says, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Just know, whatever they say is good for you. Or whatever they say they're going to do for you, or whatever they say that has to be done, is all to enslave you and take off you so you have nothing, and but you'll be happy. And this is, it just makes you laugh. But it is one small step. So again, you'll have nothing, and you have to register for things, because you're going to have to register using money, and it's all interlinking to the social credit system, internet banking. He's going to push people away from high street banking, as you know, because they're closing left, right and centre, and it's going to push people online banking. And this is, again, how they're going to manipulate people into that switch into this CBDC currency that's coming out.
Can I jump in there? Can I just give you a little factoid? So I was up in my local Sainsbury's and I was queuing and I was talking to the girl and there was only two cashiers and it was all loads of people paying on the self-service tills. You had only two members of staff running like 15, 20 self-service tills and everything was going wrong. And I said, people don't want this. I said, well, they're not going to have a choice. We haven't even had our refit yet.
Oof.
They're basically saying, but I still think it's all going to turn around so big. But you've got a complete point. You've got a complete point, Jason. Everything you just said, spot on. Spot on.
Yeah. And it's funny that Nicole Ratty, the FCA chair, has got a company. He's the chairman of a director and the chairman of a holdings company, which has got £4 million worth of assets travelling through its books every month, which is also linked.
I wonder if it's linked to Gary's fraud case.
Well, you know, this is the thing. VLS Holdings is registered in Finchley.
Well, not Finchley Road.
Well, it's in Finchley. I don't think it's on Finchley Road. I didn't see that, but I noticed it's in Finchley. It's registered to an address in Finchley, so it's like, right, okay.
789 Finchley Road.
Yeah, I know, but it's, I don't know. Let me have a look. Let's have a quick look.
Christine, what are your thoughts? Well, that bloody research, Jason, you're on form tonight. Christine,
no doubt. Well, he's dead on. And like he said, when you follow the money, it always leads back. It's the same players.
Exactly. The same people, and they've got their fingers in all the pies.
All of it. Yeah, they
including
do.
Including the children.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the biggest thing right there. And, you know, the ones that you don't hear about in the news so much because they're covered, they're protected.
No, it's a Harbden House, Harbden Parade, Finchley. Finchley Road. Harbden House, Harbden Parade, Finchley Road, London, United Kingdom, NW36.
Oh, right. Okay.
It doesn't say.
So tell me the name of it and I'm going to see what number it is, Finchley Road, and will absolutely...
BLS Holdings.
BLS
Holdings, LLP.
Hold on. Holdings.
It's on Finchley Road. There you go.
Lou, you know that's going to connect right back to that story you did with Gary.
Yeah, and what I did with Gordon Bowden 10 years ago.
Right.
No, I've got to not address it. Okay, let's have a look. Finchley.
Harbden House. Hold up.
That's so interesting.
It is interesting. We'll have a look at this after the show because it's got a few different registered addresses. Yeah, Harbden House. There you go. Harbden Parade.
Mm.
So I just put that on Google Maps.
It's wild.
It is wild. I bet you that's going to be 788-789 Finchley Road. I bet you.
No, I'm saying there, number three Finchley. It's that Harbden Parade is number three Finchley Road. But when you look at Harbden Parade, it's a parade of shops and houses, masonettes above. So that's very interesting as well. So
yeah, it's the same as that property in Finchley Road. It was an empty shell.
Yeah. Well, that postcode's taking me to number four Finchley Road. So it could... You know, but 78978 is a long way away from that.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. Very interesting. Right, I'm going to jump in next before we go to your second story. Where should we go first? Okay, we're going to do this. You're not going to believe this. Stonewall banks 1.1 million of taxpayers' money. People who regularly listen to this show will know who Stonewall is. They're the controversial pro-trans lobby group. They've received more than 1.1 million from the public purse last year. The think tank Taxpayers Alliance found 40% of Stonewall's total income of £7,779,924 for 2022 to 2023 came from the taxpayer. The Foreign Commonwealth Development Office gave £173,000 to Stonewall. The group's largest single public benefactor, the Scottish and Welsh governments, both gave at least £100,000 in support of Stonewall. This is just disgusting. It also found that the pension regulator, the Care Quality Commission, Historic England, Sport England, Arts Council, and the Tate all paid £3,000 to Stonewall for 2022-2023. So this is absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. I don't know what anyone else thinks on that.
Again, it's follow the money, isn't it? Yeah. I'd like to know who are the people that are signing these checks off and saying, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll get you this grant. We'll do this for you. Yeah, we can sort. I'd like to know these people. These people need naming and shaming. Because it's just like, it's just so corrupt and wrong. And these people are obviously that are pushing these grants through are obviously taking as well, because that'll be the incentive to push it through. So they'll be taking out of the public purse as well, out of the taxpayers' pot. You know, it just stinks, and it's wrong to try push that ideology on the children anyway, onto anyone. But you've got to look at the people that are signing the checks and, you know, doing the boxes and ticking it off, and they're just as accountable. Because, in fact, they're more accountable because they should be saying, oh, hang on a minute, we shouldn't be doing this. But they're not, because they're on the take.
Yep.
That's, you know, we've got to have people, local. We were talking about this the other day, how important it is to get involved in your local government. Know who these people are. It is so important. I mean,
absolutely.
You're right. The name them and shame them, it matters. It matters when we go vote. We've got to know who's for us and who's against us. If we don't, we keep voting in the same idiots that keep doing the same thing. It's got to stop, you know.
We'll just get the same, more of the same, more of the same. But the problem that we have, we have Medea, the Greek goddess of illusions, I mean, the media, basically just giving us information. And, you know, it is true that he who controls the flow of information controls the perception of the world. And we're just getting completely light. And the sad thing is everybody's bought into the television and they believe it, and they know something's wrong. They know, hang on a minute, we've got this gut feeling. It's natural to have this gut feeling. We know it's wrong. We've known it's wrong all our lives. We were born with it. We were like, hang on a minute, something's not right. All right, we'll just go with the flow because everyone else is. But it doesn't seem right. We knew it when we were kids, every single one of us, but they've drilled it out of us. Some of us kept it, some of us didn't. But you've got to look at the people that are the pen pushers.
Yeah,
and switch your one-eyed god off, because it's poisoning your brain, and go fight for what's right instead of sitting there nudging your missus and going, do you know what? In it, but what can you do?
Well, I just picked this up. The health minister, Will Quince, has cautioned NHS England's trusts against succumbing to Stonewall's capture, after the Daily Mail investigated and uncovered the involvement of Stonewall in writing gender policies for dozens of NHS trusts. Several public sector organisations, including the Crown Prosecution Service, the Government Equalities Office, and the Equality and Human Rights Commission, have quit Stonewall schemes in recent years. This is how big this is. The lobbyists, it's everywhere. And I think slowly people are turning their back on it. There's been nothing but trouble with everyone who, all these companies that go woke are going broke. The uproar now about men in women's sports, the use of toilets. You know, little kids don't. It's people, I think, are seeing it. I really do.
Just the immigration.
Not quick enough, but they're seeing it. Sorry, Christine. Yeah.
No, you're right. This illegal invasion coming into all of our countries from everywhere else. I mean, if
these young men,
what's going on? You're blind, deaf, and dumb at this point.
Yeah, and we've got the same here, Christine. We've got officially 1,500 a week. That's officially. Now, if you work that out anyway, that's 1,500 a week, 1,500 over 52 weeks. That's 50. So since COVID, 150,000 have come in. Nearly 200,000, and that's just the official figures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so let's take that watered down at about 20% of the truth. And there's an army in this country already, and I've said it before. Yeah, I was one of the first people to do the video and alert people that the government have got a contract with these cartels for millions. Yeah, and it's like, so I reckon. For England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, there's about 1 million of these people here. I've transferred to work. I'm working in Rochdale, and Rochdale is just full of immigrants. Every
Look at London,
single
Jason.
Person.
Jason, London, I think it's only 30, I can't remember the exact figures. So it's between 20 and 30% are English people in London. And
wow.
Southall, even when I was growing up, the huge Southall's majority. Indian, Pakistani area of London. I saw a video the other day from 1977 when the British people, and it was a white couple living in Southall. Well, no, I don't. We're just a little country. I don't think it's right. You know, we've all got different beliefs and, you know, this. And now, within that short time of that, these people, it was mainly English people living on the streets in you know, on a street in Southall. And that was 77. So when I was sort of like 10, 12, 13, I then recognised that area had been, you know, they'd all been kind of put there, the people immigrating. So that really, by that time, that couple would have left. They were spot on the money.
Yeah, we were same in Leeds. We've got certain suburbs of Leeds where it's just been flooded.
Muhammad's the number one name now in the country. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the same. We've got certain areas in Leeds where it's just been flooded with immigrants over the years, which have known. I mean, we look at some of the buildings and some of the architecture in probably Harrells and Chapeltown in Leeds. Those are from the area, you'll know where I'm on about. But you look at some of the architecture, the buildings are phenomenal. And you can tell that used to be one of the wealthiest parts of Leeds in the 60s and 50s. And now it's just a cesspit of everything. Yeah, you know, it's not being racist or anything. I can get away with it because I'm beige anyway. I come from two cultures, one's brown, one's white, so I can't be racist unless I'm being racist to myself. I'm beige, so I can get away with it. But the point I'm trying to make is these people that are coming here have got nasty motives. You've got a lot of Romanian gangs in this country now, a lot of Bulgarian gangs in this country. And that's just on the tip of, never mind these people that are coming over on boats, you Somalians, you Syrians, your Eastern
Europeans,
you know, it's, and again, a friend of mine was dating
I mean,
one of these.
Some are coming from like France. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're coming from Serbia and everywhere and being immigrants as well. A friend of mine was going out with one of these lads. I think he was from Serbia, but he was a Muslim, yeah? And he was seeing a friend of mine for a few months. And she said, Jason, you know, once or twice he said to me, because he was here, there and everywhere, transferring from hotel to hotel. And then he went over to Ireland. So... But while she was sort of seeing him, while he was sort of in and around the area where she lived in North Yorkshire, he used to say, and he used to come out with strange things like, you know, imagine if you just put somebody's hand in a meat grinder. And he used to say to all the time, you people in this country don't understand what's coming to you. And he was one of these immigrants that have come into the country looking for salvation. Help me, help me, help me. You know, And it's the same group of people, and it's the same. And your Somalians are mixed in with it, and your Syrians, and everybody else that's come from the war-torn countries and have been incentivized to come into this country from our government, come to England. Please,
yeah. They've got the same. I mean, look at what's going on in America down these borders. You know, ridiculous. James O'Keefe of formerly Project Veritas before he was whatever happened to him, but he started OMG, and O'Keefe Media Group. And they've been going down to the border and looking at all these camps along the border. Oh, guess whose companies they are or foundations? Only bloody Ed Miliband, he's in charge of them. So they've taken over the Ramada Hotel down there. They put all these gates, no one's allowed in. And this security guard turned round and his eyes looked dead as he was talking to James. And he said, what's going on in there? He goes, you know what's going on in there. And the look of sadness on this guy's eyes. And they said, why are you staying there? He's got, I've got family to feed and everything. But they were just children. You know, it was a port for trafficking, basically. There were little kids in that building that no one was allowed to go near. And these places are run by Ed Miliband's foundation, charity or whatever.
And oh, my God. There are so many Chinese coming through the border, men of fighting age, very interesting through this border. It's not all Mexico and Venezuela and
no, that's the issue, Christine. It is all young men of fighting age.
Mm-hmm.
That most of these are coming across our channel. Yeah, they don't like France, don't like Spain, don't like Portugal, don't like Italy, don't like Greece, don't like Romania, don't like any other European country apart from ours. In a little diddy island in the middle of nowhere, you know, they're not stopping off anywhere else.
Well, they are, they have got problems in other countries, like,
yes, you know. they have, but the point I'm trying to make is that they're purposely coming here, it's not that they're trying to get away from, you know,
so they're not sending their
depression from war, from persecution or anything. These people are purposely coming to England with an agenda, and they're all young men of fighting age, and they are, and I went to the Hilton Hotel just after COVID, I think after the second lockdown, and I sat in my car and I watched 30, 40 of them milling in and out, some of them walking up and down the street in twos and threes, And I drove up to the entrance and I said, what's going on here? I said, I'm booked in. He's like, oh, no, you're not. Right, little stocky little Asian kid and a West Indian bloke who probably were in his 50s. And they both come up and the West Indian bloke were looking at me and had his right hand to his left hip as though he was going to pull some form of weapon out when I'm sat in my car. And I said, you're a bit giddy, are you? I said, I've got a reservation booked here. He's like, no, you won't. I said, well, what's going on? Oh, he said, thingy. I said, well, construction. I said, well, where's all the vans? Where's all the building work? Where's all the scaffolding? And where's construction, man?
Yeah.
I said, I need to book in here.
We've discussed this forever, though. We really could. We should make a bit of a deep dive and investigations on all this. Do you know what I mean? And start digging around, really. I think we should.
I'm going to do a bit of digging
let's
around.
Let's move on with the news stories. Jason, I think you've got one more, and I've got one more.
Well, this is on a kind of a personal level, and I'll send the video and we'll get it up and let people see what they think. So I've obviously had a bit of a work move, and I'm working out sort of Rochdale, Manchester way. I stayed in the Hilton Hotel last night. Couldn't be bothered coming back, so they put me up. So I get into the hotel, like you do, a little bit tired, been a long day, but there till about 8:30 at night, didn't get there till 9:00. Put me back down, take your shoes off, put, you know, the kettle on like you do, make sure there's water in. And I just got this, do you know when it's the old saying, somebody's just walked over in grave, it's like somebody's just touched you or walked past you, or, you know, so you get that shudder and you're like, oh. And I turned around and I felt like I was being watched. I thought, it feels a bit weird, that. So anyway, I took my shoes off, turned the shower on, and I just thought, right, I'm just going to have a little check of this hotel room because there's a few big mirrors in here. So I've got this app that I downloaded ages ago, which checks out hidden devices and things that are hidden, cameras and stuff.
So what's the name of the app?
I don't know. I'll send you the screenshot of the thing. I don't know the name of it. I just downloaded about three
thumbnail up to a mirror and tell if it's
well, I did that
two way,
and the mirrors were sound. Yeah, I could there was a gap, so I thought, right, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I always do that anyway. So I got this app on, and I had a little scan around the room, and it was detecting metal, and it was nothing to pound, and all of a sudden, I'm up at the air vent at the top of the room, and it's gone bleep 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 bleep, and I'm like, oh hello. Got a bit closer, and it's set it off. It's gone mental, and the air vent is looking right on the bed, and the blinds on the air vent are pointing down. So I'm like, that's a bit dodgy. I couldn't get up high enough to have a good look at it because of the way the room was structured. So I'm like, oh, that's a little bit. Ooh. So I thought, right, I'm going to go round the room elsewhere. So I've gone around the room, checked the mirrors, nothing there, nothing around the TV, looked at the lamps and stuff, nothing there. And then I spotted another air vent a little bit further forward, pointing sort of down as well. No, that was the one that was pointing down. The first one was one which was looking on the roof. And that went off at a certain point. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like this. But bearing in mind, I've got like this shudder across as though somebody's walked past me or somebody's, you know, walked over your grave, they say, don't they?
Yeah. Like a feeling of being watched. Have you got photos of these as well? Because this is a huge bloody story.
I've got more than that. I've got the video footage of me finding the thingies on my camera.
Oh my gosh.
I've got the video footage, yeah. And you can see it just going off the scale. Yeah?
This is huge, Jason. Can you send it to me and we'll put it up on Rumble as a standalone?
Yeah, absolutely. And anyway, so I've proceeded to go into the bathroom. I thought, well, this is going to be very interesting now because there's a shower, there's a big mirror. Check the mirror, nothing wrong with the mirror. I'd already done the finger test, so I knew it wanted to wear, but I thought I'd check it anyway. Checked around the picture and everything. Checked around the toilet. And as I was pulling away from the toilet, it went bleep. So I've gone a bit closer. And where the system is, there's like a big silver handle. Like a shiny sort of push button thing in the big silver plate. You'll see the video. And it sets off there. So I turn around and that's just looking right at the shower. And I'm like, oh. I put a towel over everything anyway. And I stayed there because work paid for it, you know. So it was like, oof. And I thought to myself, oh, what do I do here? You know, because there's obviously some form of hidden device up there. Because it's sending the machine. It's sending, you can see it, it's going off its nuts. And it does exactly the same when you put it in front of a camera. So it's like, do I complain? Do I complain? What do I do?
Yeah.
You know, so I've obviously got all the numbers for the Hilton and I've got the complaints and the email address and everything that I need to do. But I'm like, well, if that's something that's really, really strange going on.
Did you not phone reception and tell them to come up and watch what was going on?
Well, no, because I was that knackered. Yeah. And that taken aback, I just thought, wow, I'm just going to get it on video. Mm. So at least I've got some form of evidence. Yeah. And I didn't.
You know
when you just can't be arsed with the shit for it. I was that knackered that night. I just want to go to bed, get a shower and get into pit. I'm knackered, you know. And then when I woke up, I nearly said something, but. Obviously, I looked at the time and I thought, I need to get to office and open up. So I didn't have a chance. And I sat there, I thought about it today. And I thought, well, actually, that's a little bit bad. Because if I'm picking that up in my room, I can guarantee you it's happening in every other room.
Right. Well, the thing is,
And that's the Hilton Hotel. The Hilton Hotel.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all. I had a friend of mine years ago that suggested everyone that travels, and at that time we were all traveling, every time you go to a hotel room, take pictures of the room, take pictures of the bed, take pictures of the art, take pictures of the entire room and the bathroom, because it helps identify children that are being trafficked.
All right, there's a point. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, well, I never did that, but I did film. Obviously, me going around
things of certain rooms, you know, like a child's being abused in a certain room. They're all different. They're all designed, you know, they look the same, but they all have different art, different bedspreads sometimes, things like that. So it helps identify the exact location.
Yeah, certain hotels will have their own kind of theme, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. That's yeah.
Boy,
Show the
that's
video
huge,
footage as well.
Chase.
But
That
this
is.
needs, again, this is another story that's going to need a bit of investigation and ask. Get that video, and then you just go and ask the question, what is it?
Well,
Or
yeah,
you
I've
go
got
and
the
just
email address.
Bloody Hilton Hotel someone, because I know everyone's got like EMF devices, and we need to do investigations on this
What?
because this is huge.
Where were you located? I know you were at the Hilton. What town,
It
city?
was in it's in a little a place called Rochdale, next to Manchester, sort of Lancashire way. It was the Hampton by Hilton, it's called.
Okay.
I mean, it was a pleasant place, and the people seem pleasant. They always do, and it always is when you go to these kind of places. But for some reason, I just had an inkling just to check everywhere,
But in the
and it was just
bathroom
like.
to coming out the shower, I mean, what's that about?
Well, it's on. There was something going off where the toilet is. You know, you get the flushes and you push them in the big round silver buttons, chrome buttons. Yeah, there's something going off around there, but you could quite easily get chrome devices that are one way see through. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to do. But when I turned around, that is, I'm sat on the toilet looking directly at me getting a shower. Do you know? And that's where the button is on the wall, not on the top, on the wall facing the shower. So there's
Right.
something that's like, if it wasn't there, and if the one,
Like
if it had gone off somewhere
what
else,
activates it?
but
Right.
the places where they went off, I mean, the most obvious places of where you'd put a camera to watch somebody. It's like, well, if you're going to slide a camera and you put one up there, then you've got the whole view of this room then. Yeah, and if you want to watch someone in shower or come into the bathroom or watch them get a shower, you put it here where the toilet is, somewhere in and around here, because you've got the whole view of the bathroom. And that's exactly in the places where they went off. Watch the video, I'll send you the video, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah, for
You know.
sure. Lou, what else did you have?
Right, just quickly. Over 700 medics urge MPs to cut abortion limit to 22 weeks. Now, if you ever remember, I did a story last week about a dame who's in the House of Lords. I'm just going to get her name. Oh. Here she is, Dame Diana Johnson. She's wanting to decriminalise 40-week abortions to make it easier for babies to be murdered after they were born. But no, she was pushing for 40, if 40-week abortions happen, people should be free from the law. But now apparently 700 medics have called on MPs to reduce Britain's abortion limit to better reflect the increase in number of surviving premature babies. In a letter from a range of medics, from senior counsels to GPs, encouraging parliamentarians to vote for Conservative MP Caroline Ansell's amendment to the Government Criminal Justice Bill to reduce the abortion limit from 24 weeks, set back in 1990, to 22 weeks. Medics called such a change long overdue, as survival rates for 23-week-old babies have doubled in the last decade, leading to the revised guidance to save children at 22 weeks. Labour MP Dame Diana Johnson wrote an open letter saying it would make a rise in DIY abortion pills to be taken at any stage. Even so, it's still
But do you
not.
know that what is sad is the fact that we have to have these conversations, because once upon a time in the not so far distant past, people used to have respect for themselves, used to have respect for women, women used to have respect for men, and family units were stronger than anything, and people never just got pregnant for the sake of it, and we didn't have all this sexualization of everything. We had two, three TV channels, and life was good, and we never had any of these problems from what I can remember anyway, and I've looked back over the past. Things were different until they started to attack the family unit. And now we're here having conversations like we are having every day on a daily, weekly basis, hourly basis, you know. And it's like, again, it all stems back to strong families, divide families, we can manipulate and destroy them. And that goes back to the 50s, shortly after Lizard got into power and it all changed with the Social Security Act and everything that came into play then and the attack of the family units. One time, this conversation wouldn't have been happening because people had respect for themselves, for their families, and they just didn't go sleeping around and get willy-nilly pregnant and stuff.
Women's rights and women's movements and burning the bras, that was all
absolutely
to do with the civil rights movement during the 60s and all this. You know, this is where it all came, and it was, you know, it's socialism.
Shortly after the 50s, when they started to attack the family units, and then they decided, tell you what, let's destroy them even more. Let's make the women work, get more taxes, and divide the family up even more. Yeah, well, and call it feminism.
Yeah.
We'll give it a label, and everybody will go, hoorah, ray, and that's how people fall for it.
Right. Go, Christine.
It's actually even bigger than just destroying the family, because through all of this, what they're really trying to do is completely make
destroy God.
Like there is no God, like you are so insignificant. None of it Correct. Matters. And it's a bunch of BS, and we're not going to fall for it. You know, we're going to teach our babies and our grandbabies what's right. We're going to keep standing for what's right. And come hell or high water, we're going to win. They're going to lose. At the end of the day, we know God won and so do we. And it does get dark. It gets really depressing sometimes having to cover all these stories. And you know, that one yesterday, I think we covered that 764 gang. I went to bed last night. I could not get that out of my head. I was thinking of that, you know, that 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ended up reading the rest of that story, and it turns out, just FYI for her, she is now, I think, 17 or 18 years old and had to spend some time in a mental institution. And the 16-year-old kid that started that group, that cult, did get arrested, but her mother never knew that. The girl's mother only found out recently that he'd been arrested, and they've been living scared for their lives for years because they had no identity on him. They didn't know who he was. They didn't know where he was. They didn't know if he was lurking behind the corner somewhere. So it's terrifying the way that they use things to manipulate us, and it is ridiculous that we've allowed it to go on for so long.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
I've just got a quick update before we close the show.
Can I just interrupt there quickly, just before you do, just to put a little bit of a smile on your faces, just sort of touching back on what Christine was saying about teaching his children and his grandchildren, that is absolutely the way forward. I've got four carbon copy boys of me that are worse than me at that age. You know, it's phenomenal. That's but awesome. something that my daughter, she's 9 years of age, and they were doing this sort of survey at school, and they put down, is the earth a sphere? Then he goes, I'm not going to go into the argument of what it is or in, is the facts of what happened. Is it fact or opinion? So my little one put opinion, and all the whole class put fact. So the teacher said, why have you put opinion? She says, well, can you prove it's a sphere? And said, well, what do you mean? Yeah, so he proceeded to get a book. She said, no, that's somebody's opinion in a book. That's not fact. Is it a bit of video footage of basically going to the moon and the video filming backwards the whole of the earth getting smaller and smaller? And no, so she went, well, it's opinion then. And he said, right. we need to have a chat afterwards. I said, did he have a chat with you? And he said, he did. He said, but he didn't tell me off. He just said, you was right.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just thought to myself, and often when I say things, she's like, Dad, shut up. But it's like, no, she does listen and she does learn. And they want about the fact of it being a flat earth, a spinning ball, a square, a visual game or simulation, it was a fact of, is it a fact or opinion? And she said, well, it's actually opinion. Unless you can prove it by showing me some form of facts. And he brought up the book, and she said, well, that's just somebody's opinion in a book. And I thought, go on, that's the way. And that is the way forward.
It is.
Well, yeah.
So we've just to close.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Go, Christine. That's fine.
Well, I was just going to say, I agree 100%, Jason. We've got to teach our kids to be critical thinkers. And in order to teach them that, we have to be critical thinkers. Who, what, when, why, how, where, you know.
Exactly. Ask the questions that are in your head. Don't just be quiet if you ask the question. If it doesn't make sense, ask why. Ask, you know, and then ask for proof of that. Why does it make sense? Prove it does. Show me that it does. And 90% of people can't, because it's the old read the headline, don't look at the story scenario mindset. You know, they just look at the verb, you know, the regurgitated headline of the facts, but don't actually look at the facts itself and go, well, hang on a minute, that actually doesn't make sense, but then facts that are being presented, so they don't dig into the union. And it's sad. It's sad that that's the way that the world is. But there is an army of us growing. And like I said, there's five of me out there now, so I've done my little bit for the world. And there's going to be theirs and so forth and so forth. And you're right, we do win this battle. But it's still a big mountain to climb. We have to keep us climbing gear on. We need to keep us spikes on, keep us grapples and a rope on, and we need to keep going to that summit. And we'll get there. And then after that, it's all downhill.
Lovely. Can I finish now with the last story before we close the show? It's another Boeing. Another story about Boeing. Boeing 777 has been forced to land after a fuel leak during takeoff. It's the fifth Boeing aircraft incident this week, following the exclamation marks suicide of aviation whistleblower John Barnett. Boeing are in trouble. You do not get on a Boeing flight. And I'm actually watching a video of all of the fuel just coming out. What's going on with Boeing? Is this?
Yeah.
Why?
I have read several things, but I don't have anything in front of me today, of course. But they've had doors come off. They've had the landing gear come off. They've had doors open in flight. You know, just things that should never happen are happening. So sometimes the cheaper way to do it is not always the best way to do it. And it's important to know what you're flying, when you're flying, who you're flying with.
Don't talk to me. We were with BA when we were coming back from Tenerife. And that was, air conditioning broke on there for 2 hours. A doctor went up and said, if you don't sort this out now, you're going to have people collapsing here. Transferred into the airport, transferred to hotels, back to the airport the next day. No BA staff, no communication, no one knew what was going on. We then all get put on back on that same plane after about 6 hours delay, and they left everybody a suite to say sorry on their chair, a suite. And they still, we didn't know, because they had been fixing that same plane. And some of my family members nearly got off to get, they weren't going to get back on that plane. Like, because like, how do we know this is fixed?
Like, yeah. Well, you and I even had a conversation that day. I was like, are you sure that's.
I spoke to you when we were sitting at the, that was just hell. So,
final desperation moment. Yeah.
Flying. So, right. Yeah.
Just to sort of add to that quickly, again, just taking a step back and not looking at the story, looking at the big picture. They've already told us by 2030, the one in this country, Edinburgh, Belfast, and Heathrow. And I think the Arabs have just bought Heathrow, and they're making it expand.
China own our nuclear. All our nuclear plants are owned by China. So,
but what I'm trying to make about that story there, Lou, is that is what they're doing is, they're still in fear within people, and it's all part of the plan to cut down on flying and to stop us from flying and just have these three major airports.
They have made an extra, like, terminal runway over at Heathrow, and I think Gatwick.
So. No, that's what I mean. The Arabs, an Arab company, have bought Heathrow, and they're going to expand it, not just one terminal, they're sticking an extra two on there. They're going to make it the biggest airport in the country, probably in Europe. Yeah, one of the biggest in the world. But the point I'm trying to make is that you're going to have Heathrow, Belfast and Edinburgh, and that's going to be it. You're not going to have Stansted, you're not going to have Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Doncaster, nowhere. You're going to have those three airports, and it's all And again, they're doing it in front of us. They're putting fear in us about the aeroplanes, and it's all part of the plan to get us, stop us traveling.
You know, so much of these are controlled by the same monopoly companies that own
aeroplanes. Exactly. Right. And it's all, again, if you, I guarantee you, if I followed the money, they'd all be linked. Same. Yeah, and it'd all go back to Rome.
Right.
You know, and it is. It's just like, wow, unbelievable. That's what you're doing. That, we know what you're doing because you don't want us flying. You want three airports in the United Kingdom by the end of the decade. So off we go with the problems with aeroplanes now. Whatever it may be, whatever the semantics are, it's all going to be geared around the airports.
Right. That's it. That's it for this week. We will be back on Monday. Kat will be back. Jason's going to be joining us every Tuesday and Thursday, which is fantastic. LibertyTactics.co.uk, ExposingTheLie.info. Please, everybody, I am putting the Gary Waterman out in two parts. I've got two parts up already. The part three and part four will be up the following day. Please get it shared around. It's so important. I've actually sent it to James O'Keefe as a tip. So if anyone else would like to send it to James O'Keefe, because it does involve, this is a global scandal. So James O'Keefe, you'll remember, was formerly Project Veritas. He now has OMG, which is O'Keefe Media Group. He actually released a video yesterday. I urge everyone to go and have a look. You can find James on Rumble everywhere. And he ended up posing as a gay guy and had a date with someone within the White House, the defense area, who was totally and utterly woke.
In the Pentagon.
All the guns have to come off everybody. We have all the guns. It's truly an eye-opener. James is hilarious playing this camp guy. It's so funny. Have a look at that video, because you will not believe what an advisor within, is it the Pentagon or somewhere, where he's high up, this dude.
Yeah, he's in the Pentagon.
Coming out with to Jay.
He advises everyone on the posture of their position when they go in to speak.
And he writes some of their, he writes their scripts for when they go into big meetings, some high up people. Anyway, just, I'm not going to go through it. Everyone just go and look at it. James O'Keefe, OMG Media, and it's brilliant. So I've actually sent that to the tip line with what Gary Waterman has, because it's so explosive. So let's see what happens. So final word, Jason, over to you.
Well, as usual, listen, people, we win. It's all about the light. The light's coming around the corner. The shadows are getting smaller. You know, it's just fighting back. It's trying to push the light back, but inevitably you can't stop the light. It's coming. So do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do, always.
Thank you. Christine?
Completely agree. And we just thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing this and helping us get the news out. We appreciate it. Bless you all.
That's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. We'll be back Monday. Bye.
Great job, guys.
Oh, hang on a minute. What have I got? There it is. Stop.